Hello, welcome to the Millionaire Woman Show, where we'll be discussing leadership, business, and human potential, inspiring you to live rich from the inside out. Unlock your creativity, stretch out of your comfort zone, break through your barriers, take inspired action, and achieve epic results. Now, here's your host, two-time best-selling author, speaker, and certified executive coach, Deborah Kosowski.
Hey there, everyone. It is episode 28, Commit to Lifelong Learning. And for those of you who know me, you know that I am in a constant state of learning. I'm looking up information, listening to podcasts, and I always have a book on the go. I consider myself a student for life, and I want to encourage you to do the same. The world is in constant, rapid state of change. And if you don't learn and improve your skills, you can become outdated very quickly. No matter your profession, whether you are an employee of an organization or a business owner growing your business, you need to connect to lifelong learning. I know in my nursing career, that was something that we had a yearly check-in with a continuing competency to ensure that we were putting in the learning and having objectives to gain to and, you know, strive to. I have gone to many conferences where you see people sign up for all the courses and the webinars that are all available. And then I sit back and I wonder, are they going to implement all of those things? Are they just getting caught up in being involved in being part of it? See, there's a big difference between being involved in something or committed to something. You may have heard the story about the bacon and the eggs. The pig was committed and the chicken was involved. Those who are committed are putting in the work. They're the ones that you see giving you a return, getting a return on their investment, often referred to the overnight success. But little do you know the hours that they have spent and the dedication, the sacrifices that they have put in to get to where they are now. They don't get caught up in comparing themselves with others or other distractions. They need to get focused on their end game. And they know that these distractions just get in the way. Being committed means that you're invested and you're giving 100% in whatever you do, not just half-assed. You're actually putting in 100%. To stop learning is truly to get old. One of my end games is my goal is to live to 103 years old, and I want to be as sharp as a tack. I know in order to do so, one of the most important things I need to be doing is being open to learning and being interested in the world around me. So in order to do so, you know, and you may have heard this, someone once said that if you want your life to be interesting, you need to be interested in the world. You need to be interesting. So in order to do so, you need to try new things and learn new ways of doing things. And when you start doing different things and getting involved in conversations, people will find you interesting. They will be curious about what you know and want to learn more about you and what you have to share. So some of the ways to really get into that lifelong learning is, number one, ask for feedback. The world gives you continuous feedback. From the moment you open, you know, your bedroom window and look outside, you're getting feedback of what the weather's like, how you're going to dress for the day. You know, you get feedback when you eat something, you know, whether it tastes good or not. So there is times where we have this instant continuous feedback. But we must start shifting our thinking. And this is one of the missions that I think I'm on this world, is to start shifting our thinking from thinking of failing and making mistakes as bad things. Instead, we need to view them as learning opportunities. How would you know if something would not work unless you made an attempt? Recently, and I'm chuckling here, is I made my first Facebook Live video. You know, I have videos on YouTube, which we edit on iMovie. But I have to tell you, this Facebook Live movie, I didn't do a lot of research into it. And I thought, how hard could it be? But I had this prompting. I needed to share my message. So I popped on and I started doing this live. I started seeing some hearts and stuff and realized that the video went sideways, literally. And when I went to publish it, because it was live, I didn't realize you could delete things. And it was turned sideways. And I thought, am I going to stop publishing this just because it's sideways? The content was so important and timely. In fact, people commented that, you know, having it sideways drew people's attention to what I was trying to say. Did I learn from it? Absolutely. And I am so proud and following my prompting, going ahead and doing it. It was a great to see the interaction as well as the kindness of everyone around me saying, hey, Deb, that's not how it works. But when you go to look to people you know and trust, you can learn new ways of doing things, as well as seeking to improve. By asking for feedback, you are opening the door of opportunity to elevate to a new level. When you hear the feedback, you have a choice whether to accept or reject it, or at least entertain it. Ask yourself, what can I learn from it? What can I learn from what was shared with me? Get feedback from someone who's been in the situation before. This can save you a lot of hassle and time, money, and that you learn mistakes that they have already made so you can avoid them. Find a mentor. A mentor is someone who's been in the space that you are working to achieve. They can share a variety of experiences and the mistakes which you can learn and grow from. You do not have to be on the journey alone. You know, all you have to do is ask. People are usually very happy to share their experiences with you. And you need to get educated. So many people think that education is such a formal process in a classroom. Life is education. Yes, there are formal courses in which you need to grow and learn in different areas, but not all education has to be within the doors of the classroom. Like a physician, for example. I don't want him to learn how to do things, how to do his whole entire practice and surgeries and everything online. I would like him to learn in a classroom, or her, for that matter. But thinking of, there's a lot of other things in this world that don't require you to be in the classroom. And with the internet, there should be no excuses in committing to lifelong learning. There are so many websites that offer free resources in which you could fill in the gaps and hone your skills. There's programs like Coursera, Udemy, and TED Talks to guide and teach you new things from positive psychology to social media marketing to neurosciences. There are podcasts. There are YouTube videos. There are articles available at your fingertips. What is the most important is that you integrate what you learn into how you show up in the world and what you do. Thanks to the internet, the excuses of needing money to get educated or purchase books or get to classes no longer stand in the way. You can take books out of the library for free. There is a way to get what you want if you just use your resources. You don't need to know everything or claim to. The most successful people that I even know, they know where their resources are and they utilize them. They reach out to experts. They are open to new ideas and perspectives. People look for better ways to streamline what they currently do. Another way to commit to lifelong learning is get hands-on, get down and dirty, get into it. Many people learn by doing. And when you take initiative to follow through and try new things, you create new experiences. You are actually taking action and you're learning as you go. You can adjust when you need to and carry on. Make a plan each day to learn. Take notes from articles and books that you read and decide what you're going to implement. I want you to take one thing that you learned from your day and implement it into how you show up in the world. You have everything you need to succeed, truly at your fingertips. And in the world that you live in right now, it all depends on how you plan to use it. Knowledge is knowledge until you do something with it. You need to take action. Thanks for joining us today on the Millionaire Woman Show. I would love to hear how you have committed to lifelong learning. Email me at Deborah@DeborahKozowski.com. We would love to hear from you. Subscribe to The Millionaire Woman Show. Give us a 5-star high five. And sign up for our newsletter called The Success Secrets at www.deborahkozowski.com. And if you'd like to get the show notes, please go to episode 28 at themillionairewoman.com/podcast. I look forward to seeing you on our next podcast. Go out and be the change you wish to be in the world, as Gandhi says. Go out and make today great.